Welcome to the scorching arena of valor and the crucible of courage. This is the Forged in the Fires podcast with Fireman Rob. Here in the inferno of life's greatest challenges, heroes are shaped and legends are born. Every episode is a torchlight of wisdom, casting a glow on the paths walked by those who've braved the flames and emerged stronger. In this furnace of fortitude, we'll explore tales of resilience, bravery, and the unyielding human spirit. Each guest brings their own spark of insight, lighting up the darkness and guiding us through the smoke of adversity. With Fireman Rob at the helm, prepared to delve into conversations that smolder with significance and stories that kindle the soul. It's not just a podcast, it's a beacon for all who seek to rise from the ashes and glow with purpose. So stoke the fires of your curiosity and ready your heart for tales of triumph and transformation. The flames are roaring. The stage is ablaze. Welcome to the Forged in the Fires podcast. Let the journey begin.
All right, welcome back to Forged in the Fires podcast. I'm your host, Fireman Rob. Today's guest, Mission Driven. He is a CEO. He is an entrepreneur. He is somebody who creates, let's put it this way. He's a world-class thought leader. Let's just get after this. Terry Kim, great to meet you.
Thanks for having me, Robert. Glad to be here on the show. And yeah, looking forward to it.
I love it. And you know, I always ask a bunch of questions in the, that you guys answer in the beginning. And one of my favorite thing, like your greatest accomplishment, And it's like almost like a non-linear path of success that you have. I love it.
Yeah. A lot of lessons learned, a lot of failures.
I want to go from, I want to go right now to where you're at, from no degree to a tech pioneer. I want to kind of dive into, how does that mindset go? Because you went from, you also said went from broke, you were an immigrant. How do you get from that mindset and then get to that top level, find that dream and land that dream?
I think early on I discovered that there's nothing to lose, right? But everything to gain. So when you're in a position of uncertainty or at kind of like ground zero, it's okay. That's the hero's journey. No one was born an athlete. No one was born a tech entrepreneur. Like people say, oh yeah, it's wired in my DNA. Sure, maybe genes, you know, with like muscles and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, Arnold didn't become that big, right? Unless he worked out every day for years to sculpt that body to become Mr. Universe. And I think it's that mindset of like, who do you want to become in this world? Because if you believe in infinite possibilities, then you can do or become anything you want to become. It's the belief. It's the lack of commitment or conviction that allows people to stay stagnant. So for me, I really embraced failure and just knowing that no one has it figured out. And then I could eventually figure things out if that's what my true North Star is or my true passion is.
I love that you put my path didn't fit into society's version of path to success. tell me more about, yeah, that's a perfect way of putting it. I'm guessing a lot of people that are listening are like, huh, that's true for me too. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I've lived many lifetimes and shifted into different kind of identities. And I feel like most people go through that too, but maybe not as drastic as mine, because, you know, I had different passions just spark within me, and then I would chase it instead of letting that passion die. So, for example, when I, you know, was growing in my teenage years, I just didn't understand like the need to continue high school, almost, where when I got kicked out at ninth grade, a month of high school education, you know, I got suspended for a year. And then my mom said, hey, next year, she was like, hey, do you want to go back to this Seoul International School? because I'm a military brat and I got naturalized at three, but I lived, you know, my first half of my life in Korea as a military brat and just was, you know, really a Korean American living overseas with, you know, really immersed in the culture. And I got into music and I got into DJing and then that got me into, it got me into two K-pop albums. A lot of people don't even know about this in my past life. This is like 16 to 19. And then when I hit 20, my ex-wife now at the time was pregnant with our first child. And that was like a wake-up call. It's like, whoa, like, I don't know if I can do this nighttime gig, this music industry, because it's a different lifestyle. It's not like really ideal for raising a family in my mind. And so I had to craft a new vision. And that's when I started looking at career fields. And I saw, this is 1999, and I saw the movie Matrix. And this movie like sparked the interest of technology. I was like, it was Y2K bug come in. It was like world's ending and like AI or technology is going to take over the world. But I knew that technology was the future. Like I knew 100% that was the world that we were moving into in 1999. Yeah. And that's when I was like, you know what? I want to learn this IT stuff, whatever it takes. Like, what is this IT information technology space? And it's funny because, you know, when I looked at that field, I knew that college wasn't the route for me because whether it was DJing, like my kind of way of learning was rolling up my sleeves, kind of like blue collar work, like in the trenches, doing the work and learning on the job. And that's when I, you know, decided to build my first computer PC and the rest is history from there.
Jeez. Yeah. Cause that's an easy thing to do, right? No, I'm just kidding. not many people will take that path. I mean, I love that because that mindset to have that wherewithal to understand that, hey, this isn't for me, and then find that path. Help me to kind of describe to people what that feels like when you find that you're not part of that normal linear societal belief of this is how you have to go. Because I think that's a huge thing for kids nowadays because there's so many different options for them.
Absolutely. Almost to a point where it's confusing and it's also manipulative and it's also programming. It's unfortunate that our parents and their generations before were indoctrinated in this public education system where we're allowing 18-year-olds to make 100, 200K debt decisions, right? Yeah. Full room and board, $50,000 a year. If the parents have a 529 or the kids have saving, or they may even get a job and sign some student loans because that's what they were programmed to do. And they cannot think for themselves. So once you are able to, you know, escape out of the herd mentality and start thinking on your own, that's where true freedom lies. Because it's not what the parents tell you to do is the right path. You need to find your path on your own. And the best way to find your path is to dabble into as many passion, interest projects as you can and see what sparks you, see what lights you up versus your parents telling you, hey, you need to go to college because college is, you know, the route, the safe route. Well, guess what? Wake up news. We've accumulated $1 trillion in student loan debt in the past decade. We're charging $102,200 in student loan debt to the student. And 2 years of college is nothing but advanced high school courses. Right. And kids are confused even going into college. And I think a lot of kids make this fatal mistake is they follow the herd and they're like, hey, so-and-so Joey and Kristen got into this college. I want to go. And then it becomes a big four-year party where without the parents on top of them. And they're just like, you know, networking, partying, looking for a girlfriend. And I feel like they're seeking for life purpose and meaning in this world only happens like after college. And then they're lost in the corporate grind, right? They like got a liberal arts degree and they're just like, whoa, I want to get into tech. Do I go to college again? And some people make the fatal mistake of doing that same pattern again, getting the second bachelor's degree. It's insane. But it's the programming. It's the conditioning.
Well, that's interesting. You talk about the programming from the IT perspective. Like, it's just rewiring your brain to understand that there are options that, well, for your instance, you created an option for yourself.
Absolutely. I created a program I wish I had at 21, because once I was at the peak of my career as a systems engineer at Cisco, I realized quickly, you don't need a bachelor's degree. There's no college degree will substitute the amount of skills I learned through practical hands-on training and mentorship. And project-based learning is how we differentiate our curriculum against college, because for us, at our mission at NGT Academy is about 4 months versus 4 years. Jeez. And so if you think about that gap, it's like, how much time, energy, and money can you save if you go through 4 months, break into your first IT job? By the time your friend graduates college or thinks about what he's going to finally major in, you're going to be making six figures. And now you've got job stability, financial stability to start a family, to work on your passion projects. And IT is so broad in general, meaning that you don't have to figure it out like from day one of what you want to do in IT. There's hundreds of jobs in IT. And I think we get this confusion around that if you want to be in tech, you have to become a coding developer or a software engineer. So and that is so not true.
There's thousands
of jobs in IT.
And people need to go to zero2engineer.com. Tell me more about NGT Academy, because I'm guessing it's a passion project for you, because like you said, it's something that you wanted to have when you were young. What went into that? What was that first step of that first idea behind putting together something so that others can have that same feeling of success?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw late night commercials of these universities like ITT Tech basically charging $80,000 to $120,000 for a network admin degree. And I knew that was a scam. Just flat out, I knew it was a scam. Why? Because I cut my teeth in network engineering and cyber ops. And I knew you only needed to get 2 to 3 certs. And any IT hiring manager will hire you as long as you have the technical aptitude to pass the technical interview. The problem with college is that it's 90% theory and concept. If you want to be a doctor, lawyer, college is the route, or a scientist, right? However, if you want to get into some type of high demand skill set, then it's practical training. It's like you wouldn't send truck drivers to a 4-year university. They need to learn how to drive that 18 wheeler, because I heard it's very hard and difficult to master. But then once you take that vocational training, you can make six figures in the trucking. It's the same reason why we had a 60-year-old student, Carl Scott, out of New York City, drowned in debt, and he was making $400 a week riding bicycles, doing delivery, like Postmates kind of delivery for enterprises. And 60 years old, and decided he made a switch in an instant. I want to get into cyber because I see all these cyber attacks happening, and he wanted to switch careers. The long story short, you know, our program is 4 months, but he did it part-time with his hectic schedule. And in 9 months, he's working at Accenture as a cybersecurity analyst, and his starting pay, $102,000 without any
degree. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Like, how powerful is that to you to be able to provide that freedom, not just financial freedom, but that freedom of mind and just the ability give that to somebody else? What does that mean to you?
It means the world to me, because what I found in service to others to be able to change people's lives, I tell my employees every Monday, we are not a technical training company. We are a life-changing transformational company. Because why? Okay. We transform people's lives. We give them the right mindset. We give them the right mentors. We give them the right hands-on training so they could be job ready from day one. And so it's a different intention and mission driven behind our company versus a college that has, you know, unlimited government backing, and they're just trying to sell you on the next degree and map one career advisor to 2,000 students and wish you the best of luck at their career fair, right?
That's so true.
Yeah. So it's we have to look at this alternative paradigm that, yes, you know, and why we have such a strong conviction. Our company, NGT Academy, is founded by veterans. So me and Jacob, we served in the Air Force. We both had top secret clearances. And most importantly, we had to train 18, 19-year-olds coming out of high school that had the commitment to go into the military, probably a lot of parent influences if they're military background. And that's okay, because the military gives you the right basic training, the mindset for basic. It's like 2 weeks. Yep. There's a reason why that works, because by the time you graduate basic training, you have a lot more maturity and discipline than probably, 90% of high school graduates. And then it comes to technical training. And the technical training, we don't have 4 years to train someone to become SEAL or a network cyber ops or even an air traffic controller. These programs are at longest 4 to 6 months. The longest I've seen is like the pararescuers, where they'll do Navy SEAL training and pararescue, and it could be 12 months, but it's not a 4-year college degree, and you're not sitting behind a desk or reading a bunch of books. You're in the field. You're looking over someone's shoulder, setting up this firewall, setting up this phone, setting up the comm lines, and making sure it's set up securely, because we had only 4 months, 16 weeks to train people. And guess what? They're getting deployed to Afghanistan, Kuwait. Do they have to be job ready from day one? Absolutely. So we've taken this military training framework because we know it works. And we said, hey, how about we deploy this to the civilian sector? Right. And train people in 4 months versus 4 years, because we know it can be done. Because why? We've done it. We've trained thousands of aspiring engineers in the military. And so that is kind of why I started this company, is one, to give an alternative to college, because I knew that was a scam. And secondly, because we've trained thousands of people and we know it can be done in a matter of months versus years.
That's so powerful. I mean, and taking that what you learned in the United States Air Force, and thank you for your service. What did it mean to be able to take that set of skills? Because at what age did you go into the Air Force?
I went in at 21 and stayed 5 years, 3 years in the field, and then 2 years as a technical instructor.
Oh, that's awesome. So what made you choose to go in the Air Force at that point?
Because the IT department wouldn't give me a job. And this is 1999 or 2000, right? And they wouldn't give me a job. And they're like, hey, we're really hiring for bachelor's degree. And this is like 23 years ago, guys. That's now, every corporation has lifted the requirements for a bachelor's degree, right? Wow. They're looking for skills-based training, people with potential, people with certs. So gone are those days where you need a college degree. And because my biggest reason why I started this and really had the confidence to start this was all my clients, when I was working at Cisco and Arista Networks, would tell me they couldn't find the talent coming out of the college. Like, these guys are just a bunch of Q&A memorizers, right? Because they've learned how to pass a quiz or pass a test. And that's it. And that's the wrong way to assess people on actual skills. So this is, why we started it and why people should start to understand that vocational training is the future. That these 4-year degrees, we're going to see slowly, hopefully, a decline in these college degrees. Because I think the way to learn anything new is boot camp style, vocational style, mentorship style type of training.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, because it's so valuable to have that experience, experiential knowledge and everything. I love that your goal is you're committing to training up 1 million IT and cyber warriors by 2030.
Yes.
That's a lofty goal, but what do you think, what is it going to take to be able to get to that goal for you?
Yeah. So, to kind of run some numbers, we've trained in our flagship, like, immersive programs, probably around 3,500 students over the last 7 years. And we've also had about 45,000 people take our courses. So we've had 50,000 plus students go through our offerings. And so I think the number of lives that we want to change is this metric of wanting to reach 100,000 new enrollments, whether it's them buying a $10 course from us or enrolling into our flagship program, which is $10,000, but a tenth of a price of, a 100K degree. And so we have a lot of offerings. And like, I wrote this book because I want to reach that 1 million lives much faster. And And if you grab the book, it's, you can just pay for shipping, literally, zerotoengineer.com/book. And this book is the Zero to Engineer book, A Story of the American Dream, How to Land Your Dream IT Job Without the College Degree, Obtain Financial Freedom, and you get to work on the latest technologies. And in this book, you have not only the mindset, the frameworks, the strategies that I use to break into IT with my first civilian job paying $28,000 and being able to climb the ranks up to Cisco starting to recruit me and other big tech companies recruiting me left and right every day on LinkedIn. All the secrets are in this book, meaning if you're listening to this and you have no money and you're just stuck and you're like wanting purpose, a career, all you have to do is come up with $10 and this book could change your life. And you can get the first job without any of our program at in that NGT Academy has to offer. You can grab this book, grab our free course that's worth $297, the Network CompTIA Plus course. That certification will get you your first job. Once you get your first job, come to NGT Academy and we'll level you up into a six-figure engineer. So that's my you know, offer to you guys.
See, I want to get out of the fire service now. I'm in. You've got me. Well, I love that you're giving opportunity. I think that is so valuable in this day and age, is that there's so much that are taking advantage of things and not that many that are giving back to others to find that opportunity. What does it look like for your life in the next 5-10 years? What do you want to accomplish for yourself?
Yes, so for me, I am really just excited about changing people's lives. This is to my core. I just love it because I've been in other people's shoes, whether climbing the career ranks of corporate IT, but also as a founder, business owner, and tech CEO, the ups and downs when it comes to attacking a challenging business vertical, because we're competing with thousands of colleges, literally. And what people don't realize, guys, like you might have just heard about us talking about this alternative to college, but that's the competition. And guess what? On our admission calls, we still have the pain of people not believing in it. They think that these boot camps are like our programs, even they see the testimonials that they're still skeptical and they're still stuck that they need to finish their degree. And then they end up not enrolling with us because they want to wait 3 more years and finish that degree. So it's just mind-boggling to me that people still are trapped in the old belief systems. And I think this is so hard to break out of because they've already committed at 18 years old that they're going to go the college route. So for us, it's unfortunate we haven't been able to make as much impact in the 18 to 22-year-old field, but we change a lot of people's lives in like the average 30-year-old, I would say. But our demographics is like, you know, 25 to 50 years old. That's a sweet spot. People that are burnt out and they're looking for a new career path that's really, you know, exciting for them, something that they can really get focused on. Because I believe that everyone should find their ikigai. And for those that don't know, this ikigai concept is a Japanese concept around finding your purpose, finding something the world needs, and finding something that you're truly passionate about and that you could get paid for. And so if you find that ikigai, then you can find more meaning and it will help you through the hard times. And you'll be able to find a pathway where you can be you know, in the top 10% of your field. So,
Oh, I love that. That's like the perfect way to end right there. Make sure you go to zerotoengineer.com. You can find out more. Find what you're truly passionate about. I love that. I got 3 questions for you before I have you go. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you could go back to your 18-year-old self and give yourself one piece of advice, what would that be?
That advice would be actually to start meditating and to go within and to focus on the spirituality of your being, because the sooner you're able to connect within and connect to your heart, you'll be able to make better decisions that in the long term that where you will find more joy and happiness and have a more fulfilling life. So that is the biggest recommendation I would remind or tell my 18-year-old self, is to explore the world within.
I love that. Love that. All right. The second one, so many people are going through different challenges and struggles in their lives. And if you could give them two habits to incorporate into their daily life to continue to move forward, to continue to push for that potential, what would those two things be?
Okay, so two things. One is biohacking your sleep. And what I found is that if you optimize your sleep, it optimizes every area of your life. And so if you're sleeping 4-6 hours and you're struggling, you're not going to have a good day. And what I realized that instead of squeezing for more waking hours, like optimize for how much deep sleep you can get. And so shameless plug, I launched with my daughter the world's most advanced sleeping mask to help you that. So
really,
you can go to omsleep.co and grab one of these masks for 40% off, because we have a Kickstarter campaign, because I was sick and tired of all the masks. It was leaking light in my eyes, and the Bluetooth was hurting my ears, and I was also kind of concerned about the EMF with the Bluetooth. And the long story short, I decided to build my first physical product as an entrepreneur and created this all-in-one mask that pairs with solfeggio and binaural beats that are science-backed to help you allow you to really, let's say, double or triple your REM sleep and to be able to fall asleep much quicker. And so I developed this wellness company with my daughter, and our first product is a sleeping mask. So one, optimize your sleep. The reason why sleep masks are so, I mean, it's science-backed research showed this, like ICUs, they use sleep masks and earplugs to significantly improve the patients to recover. So there's studies to show this. Because why? Because if you get 100% blackout on your eyes instantly, you will start releasing serotonin and you will start going into a delta wave state much faster than if you didn't wear an eye mask. And then how about if you're traveling and on the airplanes and things like that? So it's multifaceted that you can just put on this eye mask, fall asleep within minutes with the right frequencies. And the frequencies, it's very interesting, because certain frequencies will allow you to do subconscious deep programming. So it's like right before you drift to bed, Robert, this is like around manifestation, like who you think you are right before you go to bed is who you become ultimately. So there's great research to show that like evening journaling is very important. So if you can pick up this habit of just journaling, self-reflecting, and giving yourself really just good self-talk right before you bed, because have you had those nights where you had a bad day, or maybe an argument with the wife or the girlfriend, or something was upsetting you and you went to bed very upset, and you noticed that you had terrible sleep, or you might have even had nightmares? Have you ever experienced that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's because you're programming that subconscious when you're drifting away into the delta. And that's the worst time to fall asleep. So you want to reprogram, do something like jump in that cold shower, like listen to some affirmation, listen to some good music, because you want to reframe the brain. Because right before you go to bed, you want to feel the best. And that's a program hack. And then morning routines, super important. So two habits: biohack your sleep. Second, optimize your evening and your morning routines, and it could change your life.
Oh, I love it. I was just glancing at that Om sleep mask. That's amazing.
The gold edition is what I recommend. If you have a wife, there's a yin yang bundle. That chip alone, the Aristech we've partnered with, if you're concerned about Bluetooth, which is in a lot of homes and rooms, especially the Wi-Fi. I mean, France banned the iPhone 14 for crying out loud. Like, radiation, guys, is real. 5G is real. Like, this stuff, more electronic devices around our head, we need to protect ourselves. So Aristech's pioneered and leading the way in that, and we've partnered with them. That chip that goes inside our mask, if you buy it alone, is $220 standalone. Wow. And it's shipped in our mask, and our mask is $189 for the best mask. We got zero ear pressure on the ears with these boys-like kind of earmuffs. And I'm a side sleeper. And I'll tell you, it's it's like sleeping on pillows for your ears.
Oh man. All right. I see. I needed this. This is why I asked these questions.
Yeah. Great questions, actually. Yeah. You put a lot out of me with these three questions.
Oh, but there's one more question though. That's a, that's Ooh. The, so this last one is if you could have coffee at a firehouse table with three people, they can be deceased or alive. And at a firehouse table, the conversation is open to anything. Mm. Who would those three people be?
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's living on this planet right now, I guess.
No,
right?
They could be deceased or alive.
Deceased or alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm giving you full game, full option.
Oh, man. man. Okay. With my face, I would say Yeshua, also known as Jesus, greatest teacher of all time. So I would call in Yeshua. I would call in Nikola Tesla.
Ooh, good one.
And Nikola Tesla. And let's go with Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, there you go. That's a wealth of knowledge right there, right there. Just coffee at a firehouse table. I love it. Terry, it's been an honor to have you on. Make sure you go to 02engineer.com to find out more. Terry, keep doing the amazing things you're doing.
Yes. And if you want a amazing sleep experience, check out omsleep.co.
Yep. Go to their Kickstarter page. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening and supporting the Forged in the Fires podcast with Fireman Rob. Remember, don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast. And please share this episode with a friend or family member. To find out more about Fireman Rob, or if you have a question, go to www.firemanrob.com. Until next time, live your life forged in the fires.